Washington County Little League All-Stars are on the air. Washington County Green 7-Year-Olds versus Columbus is made possible by Woodson Lumber Company, HEB in Brenham, Batter's Box, Kiki Egg Farm, Bluebell Creamery, Christ Lutheran Church, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate, A1 Quality Plumbing, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dominant Associates, BVR Materials, Blinn College, Hody Real Estate, Tieleman General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Brandon Industrial Group, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizen State Bank, Plain North Architectural, Mr. Gaddy's Pizza in Brenham, Double D Glass Services, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Bank of Brenham, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Branded Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Builders By and By, Seidel Schrader, Green Duck Services, Thrivent Financial, Bilski Waterwell Services, La Morelos Meat Market, Pro Auto Supply, J&J Packing, Kendura Tile, and Brenham National Bank. We'll go to the field for the pregame with your host, Doug Brown, after these words from our sponsors.
We're the B, we're the A, we're the S, we're BHS.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then show off your skills in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. Mr. Gaddy's Pizza in Brenham, where your team can eat like champions. Voted best pizza and wings in town, located just off Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go wash County All-Stars.
Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Would you like to be part of something bigger than yourself or even Brenham? While we gather for worship on Sundays and Wednesdays like most churches, at Christ Lutheran, there is so much more to the story. Like the vast number of lives impacted in our region and beyond are responding to God's love and sharing what we have been blessed with. Want to make a difference or simply be a part of a community that cares about others and relationships? Come just as you are. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
And welcome everyone once again this afternoon. We're out at Jimmy Blue Schrader Field, part of the Seeley Little League Complex. Doug Brown with you on the radio. So glad you could join us as it is game number two of our doubleheader featuring the Washington County Green team taking on the Columbus All-Stars. And Washington County Green coming off a 7-5 win over Belleville earlier this afternoon and now look to keep their winning ways going as they hope to, with the win here, punch their ticket to the semifinals of the tournament, which will be tomorrow night at 7:30 against either Seeley or Weimer, who will be playing on the adjoining field. Also here at the tournament today, how about Rice picking up a couple of big wins? They beat Hempstead 12-1 and then beat Burleson County 13-2. So Rice still advancing through the loser's bracket. And then in the game in between the two we're doing today, unfortunately, some not-so-good news to report as Belleville defeated the Washington County White team 15-0. So that's unfortunately, second loss for Washington County White. So they are eliminated from the tournament. And in the meantime, though, Washington County Green's still alive and looking to keep at it. And we've got some more to tell you about here on the pregame. But first, let's send you back to the studios and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
The team at Texas Farm Credit supports local communities and agriculture with reliable financial services, and we are ready to support you as well. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, or any place in the country, give Texas Farm Credit a call. We have been lending money for over 100 years and will be around at least 100 more. We also offer lines of credit, home loans, and ag insurance. Call us at 836-2572. Visit online at texasfarmcredit.com or stop by our office at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham.
The roof is the most important part of a structure, whether it's your home, office building, garage, or storage building. You can trust DDM Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop to design a long-lasting, great-looking metal roof for whatever you want to build. Metal roofs are durable, fire-resistant, energy-efficient, and can add beauty and style to any structure. Whether you're replacing a roof or choosing one for a new building, DDM offers a wide variety of designs and colors to customize your new metal roof. Find out more at DDMBuildings.com. Or visit their offices in Brenham or Bastrop.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth at Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Well, and as we come back here, we continue with more of the pregame. Got some breaking news for you. And that is, of course, unless you're living... unless you've been living in a rock somewhere, last night, a big night in Grand Junction, Colorado, as the Blinn Buccaneer baseball team defeated Northwest Florida State 12-5 to win the first national championship in Blinn Buccaneer baseball history. And I just got word from Susan Myers with the Blinn Foundation. Tomorrow night, the bus is expected to roll in to Leroy Dreyer Field tomorrow night at 5 o'clock, and they are asking the community to come out wearing the blue and white and giving the Bucks a big welcome home party at the ballpark. And so if you've got a chance, I encourage everyone to get out there and show your support for the Bucks on what has been just an amazing season this past year, finishing the year 47-17, as we said, national champions. And what a great night last night it was for those guys to finish the deal. I mean, when you look back at that and think, at one point they were 11-11, and then let's see, doing the math there, that's so they went 36-6. Over their final 42 games, just an unbelievable mark to finish the deal. And we look forward to congratulating those guys when they get back in tomorrow night. Meanwhile, back to Little League, and we've got our Washington County Green Team starting lineup for you. And it's going to be Jax Keeker leading things off, doing the catching. Batting second will be the shortstop, Will Dreyer. Batting third, the pitcher, Lincoln Branham. Batting fourth will be the left center fielder, Kaysen Davis. Batting fifth, second baseman, Reed Windham. Batting sixth will be the right center fielder, Doyle Williams. For those of you who may haven't had listened to our broadcast before yet this season, new thing this year, they're allowing two center fielders out there. So you got a left center fielder and a right center fielder. Left fielder is going to be Noah O'Brien, batting seventh. First baseman, Reg Russell, will hit eighth. Batting ninth will be the right fielder, Ty Mahon. And then batting 10th will be Merlin Dupree. Batting 11th, Emery Supenthong. And then batting 12th will be the third baseman, Henry Davis. And that is a look at your Washington County lineup. We have not yet received the Columbus lineup yet. So once we get the Columbus lineup, we'll pass that one along as well. But we're getting ready for the start of this one, and we're going to first take another break, and let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Is Whataburger's Honey Barbecue Chicken Strip Sandwich a work of art? The three chicken strips covered in melted Monterey Jack cheese are a study in contrasts and surprise, and the honey barbecue sauce, while at first unexpected, becomes a sweet delight to the senses. Plus, there's the two thick slices of Texas toast that are the canvas for this tasteful creation. And you can eat it. How about that for a masterpiece you can really bite into? The Honey Barbecue Chicken Strip Sandwich at Whataburger. Just like you like it.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Steg & Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
And we also, as we come back here, want to mention the Washington County 7-year-old softball All-Stars. They're getting set to take on Sealy here. They start same time we do, and we'll keep you up to date on their game as the course of our game progresses. And we wish Coach Roderman and all his crew the very best, and hopefully they can get a win there as well. In the meantime, we are sitting here waiting the start of the Washington County Green Team 7-year-olds, their second game of the day, as they're taking on the Columbus All-Stars. Doug Brown with you here on this Sunday afternoon. And we are so glad you could be here to join us on the radio. And just waiting for the official word to get this one underway. Both teams are in their respective dugouts, ready to go. Washington County is going to be the home team. And meantime, Columbus is going to be the visiting team. And so just waiting on the game officials to get in, because the umpires are here, so just ready to get her going. In the meantime, we've got one more break that we need to get in, so let's go ahead and send you to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjuratile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjuratile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjuratile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League boards, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dahman & Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarm, and having companion auto and life insurance or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowner's insurance, call Dahman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham at 836-4241.
All right, we are still awaiting the start of the ball game here between the Washington County Green Team and the Columbus All-Stars. We're at the 7-year-old tournament in Sealy, and we'll pull up the evening weather forecast here right now. Just kind of give you an idea what the conditions we're dealing with. We're looking at right now 91 degrees here at the ballpark, and heat index of 101. Winds are blowing at 11 miles an hour, and sunny skies, and thankfully they brought out the tents this afternoon to give us some shade, because it was an absolute scorcher when I got here. And sunset not till 8:21 tonight. Humidity at 60%. And that is, and doesn't look like cooling off anytime soon, and or at least not until after the game is over with. So hopefully the kids keep them good and hydrated, and we can have a good game here this afternoon. And once again, over on the other field, the Washington County 7-year-old girls are playing, and we'll keep you up to date on that one as well. As we said, Washington County Green, if they win tonight, or win the second game, they will play whoever wins between Sealy and Weimer tomorrow night in the semifinals. That'll be at 7:30. Whoever loses this game will play Rice tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. So important either way. Meanwhile, and then the championship would be Tuesday night, and that would be back here at 7:30. So I think we're just waiting. I think
right, we'll go to the next game of bracket play. I'm not going to go by the script. I'm going to go a little freestyle. Another game, please be respectful of umpires. Cheer these kids on. I know it's getting hot. Make sure they're drinking plenty of water, especially our catchers. Again, cheer them on. Keep the negative abusive comments to a minimum. So this game is going to be between Washington County as the home team and Columbus as the visiting team. We'll do a quick announcement. We won't do the national anthem this game. Just a quick announcement and let the boys get their picture taken on the baseline, and we'll get to playing. So starting with our visiting team from Columbus. Number one, Nash. Number two, William. Number six, Taylor. Number seven, Rockwell. Number eight, Weston. Number nine, Andrew. Number 10, Court. Number 11, Houston. Number 19, Patrick. Number 34, Parker.
Go, boys!
Number 52, Tyron. And number 99, Walker. Then for your home team from Washington County, we've got number 1, Doyle. Number 2, Noah. Number 4, Merlin. Number 5, Payson. Number 7, Lincoln. Number 8, Emery. Number 9, Ty. Number 10, Jax. Number 12, Will. Number 23, Henry. Number 24, Ridge. And number 30, Reed. This is the last game of the afternoon. Stay cool. Good luck, guys.
All right, there you have it, and we'll be back with the first pitch. Do we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors?
In Texas, every season is grilling season, but the days are longer. We know you're just itching to have a good old backyard barbecue with your friends and family. Luckily, H-E-B makes it easy. Make just one stop when you're shopping for those summer parties. Grab steaks, hamburgers, hot dogs, buns, drinks, and sides all in one place. That way you can hurry back to the fun in the sun. Make H-E-B in Brenham your summer headquarters, located at 2508 South Day Street. No store does more.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
All right, as we come back here to the 7-year-old Coach Pitch baseball tournament. And second game of the day here for Washington County Green, taking on Columbus. And we're ready to start. And it's going to be Stewart leading things off for the Columbus All-Stars. And, of course, at this level, the coaches, as it says, do the coach pitching. The coaches do the pitching, and it's the coach from your own team, but there'll be someone from the other team playing the defensive position of pitcher. And in this case, for Washington County Green, it'll be Lincoln Branham. Back behind the plate, you got Jax Keeker right side of the infield. It's Ridge Russell at first, Reed Windham at second, left side, Will Dreyer at short, and Henry Davis at third. In the outfield from left to right, it's Noah O'Brien, Kaysen Davis, and Doyle Williams and Ty Mahon. Yeah, so we're ready for Stewart to get in there, and let's play some ball. Look, we're already 9 minutes overdue. And so Stewart steps in. And here's the first pitch. And that one is going to be popped up and foul over into the screen on the left side. And it's 0-1. And he pops this one up, and that is going to stay fair. And Davis picks up nothing to do with it but just get it back to the pitcher. That thing just hung up in the air for quite a while, and when it finally came down, dropped in front of Davis. And so it's an infield hit for Stewart to lead things off, and that'll bring Painich to the plate now. Yeah, first pitch taken for a ball. And next pitch inside, and it's 2-0. Next pitch, and Painich sends that one foul. Hits on top of the Washington County dugout down the third baseline. And that'll make it 2-1. And swings and misses, 2-2. Delivery swung on and foul up the third base side over towards the Washington County dugout.
Okay, Green, boys, get ready.
And that one is foul up the first base side. And that one foul back into the screen. And so Painter's hanging tough here. One on, nobody out here in the top of the first. Game number two of our doubleheader. Next pitch. And sends that one over to third. Davis up with it. And another one where he's got no choice but just to get it back to the pitcher. Another infield hit. So two on now for Columbus. And it'll be Alexander batting. And first pitch swung out and missed, 0-1. And Alexander swings and misses. And that's two strikes on him. And next pitch. And that one ground ball. And Branham up with it. And throws to third. And third baseman couldn't come up with it. Runner coming home. And gets it back to the pitcher. Pitcher doesn't have possession of it. And Stewart comes in to score. And that'll make it 1-0, Columbus. And Barton swings and misses at his first pitch. And this one, ground ball. And Branham just going to run back to the circle there. The bases are going to be loaded. And still nobody out here for Columbus. And Smith pops this one up. Third baseman and pitcher give chase, but it falls in. And pitches inside for a ball, 1-1. Swung on a miss, and it's 1-2. And that one is over to short. And bobble the ball, and runner's going to be safe everywhere. Painted scores. That makes it now 2-0, Columbus. Alexander to third, Barton to second. Smith now on at first. And that's going to bring up Stovall. Stovall sends this one a ground ball to first. And steps on the bag, gets the out, but the run scores. And another one scores. They overthrew the pitcher. So Alexander and Barton are in. Well, and out number one, and so that'll make it now 4-0. Yeah. Yeah, pitch swung on and miss by Schindler. And Thomas Cullum. And that only a ground ball, fair ball. And first baseman runs to the bag, gets out number two. And they're going to send him back. Nice play there at first by Ridge Russell on back-to-back plays. Two outs now. And the pitch swung on a miss by Anderson. And Anderson fouls that one up the line. He's the eighth man to bat in the inning here for Columbus as they've taken an early 4-0 lead in the bottom of the first. Swung and a miss, and Anderson down on strikes, and that'll retire the side in the inning. They do come up with four runs, three hits. There were two errors, and bases, one guy left on base. We go to the bottom of the first, and Columbus 4, Washington County Green coming into bat. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon. You wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Our original gold-rimmed homemade vanilla. The country's gold standard of ice cream flavor since 1969. Its hand-cranked taste takes you back to simpler times. That's why we put the word home right on the carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Bill's Supermarket and Sealy and all Walgreens stores.
As we come back here to the bottom half of the first inning, Washington County Green got some work to do. They trail Belleville 4-0. Jack Keeker to lead it off, and that's going to be a ground ball of short. Shortstop booted the ball, and Keeker's going to be safe to lead off the inning. And so that's a runner aboard now. And Will Dreyer, the batter. And a pitch, and Dreyer back up to the pitcher. And he throws the first for out number one.
Swing, Will.
And that'll bring up Lincoln Branham now. And on the play, Keeker was able to move to second.
With two outs. Only with two outs. Oh,
there's the out. No, it's only one. Yeah, there's some confusion. Yeah, apparently they got a runner in there now for Keeker. And pitch is fouled away. Not sure who they got out there running. And Branham sends this one a ground ball to short. Throw to first. He gets away. And the runner will move around and score. And Takika scores. And, or actually, that was Dreyer who had just gotten out, came in to run. So he scores. And now Casey Davis, the batter. And pitch is taken for a ball. And next pitch, Davis. That one in the hole. And they get it back to the pitcher. Pitcher drops the ball, and that's going to allow Brown to score. And that'll bring up Reed Windham. As it's now 4-2. And he sends this one over to third. Third baseman knocks the ball down, and it is not going to be a play anywhere. Be an infield hit. And that'll bring up Doyle Williams. Runners at first and second, only one out. And bounced up there a ball. And foul tip. And Williams swings and misses. And pitches inside for a ball. And bounce up there, ball. And but since he didn't swing at it, it goes down as a strikeout. It's two down now. And that'll bring up Noah O'Brien. Because there's no walks allowed at this level, so that's why that rule's in place. And he swings and misses. It's 0-1. Each batter, in case you hadn't heard, each batter's allowed 5 pitches. And if on the 5th pitch, you have to either hit it and get a hit or get out, one or the other. And it's 1-1. Swung on and missed. 1-2. And he swings and misses. O'Brien down on strikes, and that will retire the side in the inning for Washington County. They do come up with 2 runs on 1 hit. There were 3 errors and 2 left on. And we go to the second inning. It is Belleville leading 4-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Stay on top of your game year-round with the elite baseball and softball training facility, the Batter's Box. Located in the baseball capital of Texas, take part in the 2024 summer baseball and softball camps. All you have to do is go online to register today. And don't forget to book your summer birthday parties while availabilities last. For more info, check them out online. BattersBoxBTX.com. That's BattersBoxBTX.com. Good luck to all the area's Little League All-Stars from everyone at the Batter's Box.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC. For 60 years, this community has put their trust in our dealership, and we're here to say that our commitment to our customers is just as strong today as it was when we first opened. Our inventory continues to grow, and our staff is ready to serve with that great customer service you've come to know. Our service and body shop experts are also ready to assist with whatever your vehicle needs may be. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership supporting the local community since 1962. Located on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
And on the first pitch of the inning, Dusick gets a ground ball, and they overthrew the pitch, or overthrew first, and now Dusick, as the ball keeps getting thrown around, ends up all the way at third base. Not the kind of start to the inning Washington County wanted, as Columbus leads it here 4-2. And this will be Fitzgerald batting. And pitch coming, and he sends this one back. Oh, off the pitch of Branham. Second baseman up with it. Didn't get a handle on it. And scoring is Dushek to make it 5-2. And Hudek swings and misses at the next pitch. And it's 0-1. Inside of ball, 1-1. And that one is foul. Ground ball over, and Hayes missed it. And Hudek will reach. William Newman. And yeah, so we're going to miss, and that's two strikes now. Fly ball, and that's going to drop into the right center for a base hit, and that'll load him up. And so getting the ball in, and meanwhile, Fitzgerald turns on the afterburners, and he makes it in to score. And that'll make it 6-2. And after that's going to bring Coach Kyle Branham out to the pitcher circle and have a word with his team. He's calling everybody in. Meanwhile, in case you didn't hear the announcement earlier, tomorrow there's going to be a big welcome back for the Blinn Buccaneer baseball team after winning the national championship last night. It's scheduled for roughly around 5 o'clock over at Leroy Dreyer Field. That's when the bus is scheduled to start rolling in. And so we hope we can make it out there. They want everybody coming out wearing their blue and white and showing them some, showing the guys some support as they make it back with that championship trophy. So we go back to the top of the order with Stewart. Well, still nobody out. And Stewart sends this one foul up the third base side. And this one, slow roller up the third base side and throw over to third, and he throws it into left field. That's going to allow another run to come home. Oh, And now payments to batter. Pitch foul away, 0-1. So now Columbus with a 7-2 lead. That one's popped foul back in the screen, and it's quickly 0-2. And that one bounced up there. And swung on and missed. And pinch down on strikes. That one back up the middle. Second baseman knocks it down. Two runs scored. And that is going to be five runs in the inning. So that will send us to the bottom, or let's see. Sends us to the top half of the third inning with Belleville, bottom half of the second. Bottom of the second. Belleville leads 9-2 back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And on we go to the bottom of the second inning, and it is the Columbus All-Stars leading the Washington County Green Team 9-2. Washington County got to start battling back here. It's Ridge Russell lead it off, and he's going to smack one over the third, knocked down by the third baseman, but he's not going to get to make a play. And throw got away, so Russell heading to second, and he's safe. And that'll bring up Ty Mahon. So his dad, Coach Ryan Mahon, around here a while ago. And I know he's looking forward to this upcoming football season. I know I am ready to get to see Rylan Wooten get out there and do his thing. And another one I'm excited about, Reed Robinson coming back home and playing for the Bucks as well. And should be a lot of fun this upcoming year. And Mahon smacks a whole line drive caught by the first baseman. Mahon put a good hit on that one, but just first baseman right there. And that's one away. That'll bring up Merlin Dupree. That's one of those you just gotta tip your hat to. And that one back up the middle. Second baseman knocked it down. And the runner's going to be safe everywhere. Matter of fact, Russell kept right on running, and he comes in to score. And I've got the lead to 9-3. And Emory Supenthong now to bat. And pitch is taken for a ball. dial away.
Keep working, Emery.
Come on, buddy. You got this.
Yeah, that one, 78, high pop, and that's going to drop in. And Dupree in the second base. Yeah, it's a two on, and I'm bringing up Henry Davis. Sends this one over third, third baseman. And he's going to be safe. Going to beat out Russell on the way to the bag. And now back to the top of the order with Jackson Keeker. One ball, one strike. And that one is going to be caught. And they're going to run their way back to third. Yeah. And so that will do it in the top half of the, or they'll do it for the second inning. And we move on to the third. Washington County trailing 9-3 back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends. Or excuse me, from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community. Better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
And back we go here, and coming to you from the Little League All-Star Tournament. The 7-year-olds, this is district only, and right now Washington County Green is losing to Belleville 9-3. We're in the top of the third. And that one's going to be popped up by Barton. And just checking in the girls playing Sealy right now of their tournament. That one tied 3-3 in the top of the second there. And the pitch is taken for a ball. And foul back. And Barton says this one, ground ball in the hole, knocked down by the shortstop, but no place to go except back to the pitcher and be an infield hit.
Come on, boys.
Washington County trailing Columbus 9-3. And Columbus trying to back to the pitcher. Brandon throw to first and got him. That's one away. On the play, Barton moves over to second.
Come on, big three.
One out, one on. Next pitch. And Stovall fouls that one away. And that one, ground ball smothered by the second baseman. Throws the first, got in. Nice play there by Windham. And they overthrew it back to the pitcher. The run scores. Yeah, so that makes it 10-3 now. Next pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. And that one's a ground ball foul. One ball and two strikes now on Schindler.
Come on, big green. Y'all boys got this.
Time is called. The umpire ready himself. Now he's ready to reserve. And so now, Schindler, wait till the next pitch. And that is, he didn't swing it, so it will count as an out. And so that is the end of the inning. It's 10-3 as we go to the top of the, or excuse me, bottom of the third inning. It is Columbus leading Washington County 10-3 back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Citizens State Bank wants to introduce you to a more personal banking relationship, a relationship where you have real-life conversations with professionals inside a place where big financial decisions that affect your life are made right where you live. This isn't anything new. CSB has been doing this for over 95 years, so stop in and say howdy. We're always in the neighborhood. CSB, local people, local decisions, member FDIC.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
And kicker hits the board with an infield hit, and that will bring up Will Dreyer.
Come on, Link. You got this, buddy.
Or is this?
There you go,
Link. Oh, that's who that was, Brandon. Some off a hitter somewhere. And they threw the ball away, and now. They're going to get a run to come all the way in and score. That's Dreyer. Next pitch. Davis with a ground. Oh, that's going to take a wicked turf hop to get in. And they are going to come in and score. And that's going to bring up Reed Windham. And so, and pitches inside. Pitch outside for a ball. 2-0 count. Washington County trailing 10-5 here in the bottom of the third.
Have fun, Doyle, right here, kid.
Oh, come on, Doyle.
You got it,
buddy. Come on.
And next pitch, checking for a ball. It was 3-1, so this will be the fifth pitch, and he's at bat. And he swings and misses down on strikes.
Go, Noah.
Go, Noah.
Come on, Noah.
And next pitch, and taken for a ball. Or no, a strike there, and it's 0-1. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the next delivery. And since this one that is going to roll foul, so Brian will still be on.
Contact.
1-2 pitch. That one foul away. And pitch inside, taking for a ball. And then we have Ridge Russell.
Get it, Ridge.
And takes for a ball. Two on, two out. And that one's going to be popped up. And that's one of the protective awnings over here. One ball, one strike, two outs. That slow roller is going to stay fair. Does to the first. And the other through, save. And one run is going to come. Make that two more runs. And suddenly the lead is down to 8. And So just like that, Washington County's battle back. They now trail Belleville 10-8. And back with more after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Breathing, it's just what we do. But is the air you're breathing even clean? Do you even know? That's where we come in. Holly here for Green Duct Services.
Quack, quack.
Let us come in and clean your air ducts to reduce allergens, improve air quality, remove mildew, and increase energy efficiency. Our only job is literally to change the air you breathe. So give us a call today, 979-421-9191, to book your appointment or for a free estimate. You can also check us out, greenduckservices.com.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair, from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all of your auto glass needs, call them today or visit us online at brenhamautoglassrepairs.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and their coaches good luck.
And back we go. We're into the top of the fourth inning. We're halfway through this one. A foul ball. Washington County has cut the lead now down to 10-8 against Belleville. Next pitch, and Anderson swings and misses. He struck out his first time around. And this one, a ground ball, foul up the third base side. Next pitch coming. And Anderson, foul ball. And Anderson back up the middle. Pitcher Branham up with it. Throws to first. And throw pulled him off the bag. Otherwise, he had a shot at him. And just want to give you an update on the softball game. And right now, it is the Washington County All-Stars leading Sealy 8-3 there. And that one is popped in foul.
Come on, Big Green. Y'all boys play attention. Y'all got this.
And this one is ground ball over the third. And they're just going to flip it back to the pitcher for safekeeping. And so it's two runners aboard. And Fitzgerald, the batter. And it's Fitzgerald batting. Next pitch, swung out and missed. This is game number two of our doubleheader. Washington County already winning once. Earlier. Yeah, it's swung on a miss. It's 0-2.
Come on, make sure y'all boys pay attention now.
And he swings and misses. And gets Gerald down on. That's going to bring up Hudek to batter.
Come on, boys, come on out.
Next pitch. One got it missed.
Go Big Green.
And one ball and two strikes. And the next one misses. And that's two away. And so it'll be up to Newman now. And that one inside. And that's going to be ball one on Newman. That's taken, only like tipped it a little bit, so one and one. Umpire motioning that he did get a slight piece of it. Pitch to Newman, and that's going to be popped up and drops in foul. One ball and two strikes, so the runners will have to retreat to their respective bases. And this one, ground ball over to second, and throw to first, got him. And so in the inning, no runs, one hit, one error, and bases left loaded. And we go to the bottom of the fourth. It is Belleville 10, Washington County 8. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Pody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at hodyre.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball season.
Tieleman Construction and Steg and Tieleman Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tieleman Construction and Stegan Tieleman Plumbing. Visit online at TielemanHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
And as we come back here, Ty Mahon leads it off with an infield hit. And we're in the top of the fourth, bottom of the fourth inning. Columbus leading Washington County Green 10-8. Sorry, I said Belleville earlier. Belleville was in the first, as I was talking in between. playing two teams with red and white colors in the same day gets confusing. And that's a hard hit in there by Merlin Dupree. And Mahon on his way to third, and he is in there. Bell gets away, and Mahon up. He's racing around, and he will score. And Dupree's going to end up all the way at third base. As it's now a 10-9 game. And just when it looked like Belleville was going to run away with this thing, now Washington County is back in it. Now Emily Supenthong to bat. And pitch is taken for a ball. And sends this one that's knocked down by the pitcher. Throw to first. They do get the out, but let's see, are they going to say scoring was Dupree to tie it at 10-10. And now they're going to say he did beat it out there. And so Superdome on him brings up Henry Davis. And he swings and fouls that one.
Got this, Henry.
You got this, Henry.
And pitch taken for a ball, 1-1. Pitch is fouled away, 1-2. And he sent that one foul up the third base side. We're all tied up at 10 apiece here, bottom of the fourth inning. Washington County, Green, and Bell in Columbus. Columbus, the number 4 seed in the tournament coming in this one. And Washington County, Green, number 1 seed, swung on a miss. And Davis down on strikes. And goes back to the top of the order with Jax Keeker. And pitch is taken for a ball, and it's 1-0. Or no, that's, oh, he did. I guess I said he went around, so strike 0-1. And over to short. Gonna fire to first and get the out there. And Superbomb, by the way, moves over to third, and so that'll bring up Will Dreyer. And Dreyer, if he can come through with a hit here, could put Washington County in the lead for the first time. And this one foul up the third base side. And this one, it is a ground ball to short for the first. It's overthrown. It's Superbomb throws. Washington County has taken the lead on the error there. It's now 11-10. And Lincoln Brandon batting here. And pitch inside, gets away. 1-0 count. And this one is going to be over to second. Throw to first, and he's safe at first. Oh! They call him out at... And it is an out on Branham. So in the inning, Washington County does put 3 runs up, and they have taken the lead. Washington County down leading. Oh, hold up. Washington County wanting an appeal there. Yeah, let's see what they're going to. First in, no, it was this call to make. So we're going to the top half of the fifth inning. Washington County now with 11-10 lead. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars and would like to give a very special shout-out to number 4, Charlie Majewski. The owners at Kiki Egg Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki Egg Farm's fresh eggs at your local grocery or convenience store and finer food markets. Congratulations and good luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Take state!
Hey guys, Eric Benitez here. I'm deeply honored to have been chosen as Washington County's favorite realtor, along with Cedar Frame as a favorite real estate brokerage through the Banner Press. I'm grateful to be blessed with the resources and support to serve our community, and I'm devoted to our local youth and sports. In fact, with your support, last spring we were able to award 4 student athlete scholarships. The real estate market and technology have evolved over the years, so we're doing things a little different when it comes to selling and marketing your properties. If you have any questions about your home's value, please reach out to me, 979-830-3914.
All right, as we head on to the top of the fifth inning, Washington County Green leading Belleville 11-10. And what a comeback this has been, because it looked for all intents and purposes Columbus was going to run away with this one. And meanwhile, up to date on the softball, and Washington County 7-under softball, they're leading Sealy 11-3 there. And so they look to be well on their way. And plays in the fourth on there, but right now Washington County leading Columbus 11-10. And Stewart swings and misses 0-1. Stewart's been on base both times for the Columbus All-Stars. And pitch outside for a ball. It's 1-1. And don't forget, tomorrow coming up at Leroy Dreyer Field, they are having the big welcome home party for the Blinn Buccaneer baseball team. They're scheduled to arrive back at 5 o'clock. And everybody encouraged to go out there, wear their blue and white. And that one is going to be fouled away. And pitch is taken for a ball, and it's 2-2. And Stewart swings and misses. He's down on strikes for round number one. And Payne's the batter now. And pitch taken for a ball. Next pitch. Payne swings and misses. And it's 1-1. This is the first game of the day for Columbus. Washington County Green, in case you hadn't heard, just joined us. Washington County Green played Belleville earlier today and beat them 7-5. This one in the hole, it's short, and it's going to be safe at first in the infield hit for Painish. And now that'll bring Alexander to the plate. Meanwhile, Washington County White team, they fell to Belleville in the second game of the day. 15-0, and so Washington County White team eliminated from the tournament. And so Green team now trying to carry on. And Alexander pops this one up, and that just misses. First baseman tried to catch it. And now their runners are going to be safe everywhere. Painich ends up all the way at third. So runners at the corners now, and that'll bring up Barton. And that's one of the ways it's heading. Maybe come down to the wire here. And Barton batting. Painted to third. Alexander on at first. And Barton swings and misses at the first pitch. Barton's been on base twice with a pair of hits. He's also scored a couple of their runs. And this one, a ground ball knocked down by the pitcher. And he's just going to get back to the base. Run scores, and we're tied at 11 apiece. RBI single for Barton. And bring up Smith now. Washington County Green just trying to get two more outs here and send it to the bottom of the fifth. Smith waiting on the pitch. And he's going to send this one past the diving third baseman, and that'll be in. Throw over to throwing the ball around. It's like, who's doing what there? So, not really sure what happened there. Columbus did score a run. Alexander came in. And so Smith, I guess, reaches. And Stovall the batter now. So it's 12-11 Columbus. With only one out here in the bottom of, or top of the fifth. And pitches inside for a ball. Pitches up high for a ball. 2-1 count. And Stovall swings and misses. Two balls and two strikes. And this one is a ground ball and run to the bag and gets the out. And throw back in. Can we get the tag down? Nope, the run comes in. So Stovall was out three unassisted, and then they went over to second to try to get the out. And in the meantime, Barton scored. Yeah, so they're trying to figure out who's where. And we got the coaches and the umpires both coaches and the umpires conversing. But it's 13-11 right now, Columbus leading Washington County Green here in the top of the fifth. There's two outs in the inning. And just waiting to see what the call is. Branham's come back in the dugout from Washington County. The Columbus coach not happy and wanting more clarification. Sending the base runner back out to third. So we got runners at second and third, two outs, and Schindler batting. Well, they've taken the run off the board. So Barton, that must be Barton over there. So it's 12-11 now. Schindler, ground ball over to second. Throw to first and got the out. And that'll retire the side. So we go to the bottom of the fifth. And Columbus leads Washington County Green 12-11. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Brenham Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company in Brenham, offers a wide variety of services: residential, commercial, and construction waste removal and recycling, metal recycling, portable sanitation, container rental. Their scrap yard is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. Their collection station is open Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, and Saturday, 9 till 1. Big would also like to wish all the Little League players good luck on their All-Star Tournament, and special luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family. Brenham Industrial Group, your hometown waste and recycling company.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
And back we go. Here's Kaysen Davis. Leads it off here for Washington County. He'll be followed by Reed Windham and then Doyle Williams. Takes the first pitch for a ball. Washington County trailing this one 12-11. And this one, a ground ball over to second base. Throw to first. And that's one away. And Reed Windham, the batter. And pitches outside for a ball. 1-0.
Come on, buddy.
And next pitch of ball, 2-0. And this one up the third base side and foul. And I want to bring you up to date on the girls. They're in the bottom of the fourth inning. And Washington County is now up on top of that one against Sealy, 15-5 in the girls' tournament. So the girls looking well on the way to getting the run rule there. Yeah, that one gets away. And this one foul up the third base side. Reed Windham, the first baseman, the second baseman for Washington County. And pitch is going to be a strike called. And he is caught looking for out number two. And it's going to bring up Doyle Williams now. And pitch taken for a ball. Next pitch, swing on, and that's going to go shortstop, bobble the ball, and Williams is going to reach on the error. To second base, throw to first, and they get the out to retire the side, and that makes it 12-11. And did they just call ball game here? Yeah, they did. That was it. And so Columbus defeats Washington County Green 12-11, the final score. And so that will send us to the post game. And we'll be back after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. Your selection recognizes the hard work you put in during the regular season. Seidel Schrader has been providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services since 1967. They strive to elevate and serve others through their offices in Brenham, College Station, and Katy. And they've been recognized as one of the top regional accounting firms in the Southwest. Seidel Schrader wishes good luck to all the Washington County teams in their All-Star tournaments.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Hi, friends. Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In a world where plumbing issues have you drained, call a company that can provide same-day service, free inspections, estimates, and A1 quality plumbing service. A1 Quality Plumbing in Brenham can do just that, whether it's for residential, commercial, or even an emergency. With over 25 years of experience, they do repairs, remodeling, and new construction. Call 830-1877 today. That's 830-1877. Or go online to a1qualityplumbers.com. Family owned and operated. License number RMP 15749.
All right, as we come back here to the 7-year-olds tournament, and Doug Brown with you here on the radio. So glad you can be with us. And once again, your final score, it is Columbus beating Washington County Green 12-11. And so Washington County Green will now drop into the loser's bracket where they will take on Rice tomorrow night back here at 6 o'clock here on field number 2. Meanwhile, in the other game at 4:30, it was Weimer defeating Sealy in a surprise one there, 11-10. So it will be Weimer and Columbus. They'll be in the winner's bracket game at 7:30. A little all Colorado County showdown there. Meanwhile, got for the loser bracket, an all Austin County showdown. Belleville and Sealy, they will play in the other 6 o'clock game. And then the winner of Washington County Green and Rice and Belleville and Sealy actually will have to play twice tomorrow because they'll play at 6, and then the two winners would play at 7:30. So that is a look at where the bracket is right now. We got still more to come here on the post game, but first let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. Their online catalog at ddmbuildings.com shows their extensive inventory of metal products, including roofing, angle iron, and tubing. And DDM's highly skilled staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit wellmaninsurance.com.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
BVR Materials, a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozier work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
All right, back we go here, and we are checking in on the girls, and still 15-5 over there. I was waiting to see where they're at on that as far as if they're close to calling it or not. But nevertheless, Washington County on the girls tournament seems to be leading there. And if they win that, they're actually going to be off tomorrow and would play again on Tuesday night. So, but Washington County Green, they've got one, possibly two tomorrow night over here in Sealy. They would play Rice in the first game at 6 o'clock. If they win there, they'll play whoever wins between Belleville and Sealy at 7:30. And not quite sure what we're going to do yet for tomorrow. I know we got also that Big Glenn homecoming tomorrow, so keep your eyes on that one as well. We'll let you know sometime tomorrow what we're planning on doing. Meantime, let's go ahead and take another break and be back with more of the postgame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big Family in their district tournament games.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drayen at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Insurance can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman & Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, call Dahman & Associates at 979-836-4241 or stop by their office at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
And back we go here for one last back we go here as we continue on with the post game. And Washington County Green team, as we said, falling to Columbus 12-11, the final score here. And so now they got a loser's bracket tomorrow. And the girls playing as well. The girls are still in it. And we haven't got a final yet on theirs, but last we saw they were leading 15-5. In the meantime, as we said, don't forget tomorrow the big Blinn homecoming celebration. They're scheduled to get to the field at 5 o'clock, and they want everybody out there in blue and white. We just got this from Susan Myers, who's with the Blinn College Foundation, and they are... So the team is returning with the first national championship in school history. They've invited players and coaches to give remarks. Fans are encouraged to wear their gear. And then and come out and honor the players and coaches and the staff for what was an outstanding season this year. And so I want to encourage everybody in the community, go show your support for the Blend Bucks. They've absolutely gone out there and earned it this year. And meanwhile, we're going to take one final break and come back and wrap it up after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Tecron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Tecron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Tecron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North, 979-836-2531.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Okay. Want to support a local business with local employees? Come to Brenham's Napa Auto Parts. Pro Auto Supply isn't owned by some out-of-state corporation. It's locally run by caring employees who not only are the best countermen in Brenham, but only sell high-quality parts so you won't get stranded. Hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Thousands of parts for your cars, trucks, and tractors, and a huge inventory of filters. Come see Brenham Napa Auto Parts at 1102 South Austin at 5th Street or call them at 836-1964. Napa keeps Brenham moving.
Would you like to be part of something bigger than yourself or even Brenham? While we gather for worship on Sundays and Wednesdays like most churches, at Christ Lutheran, there is so much more to the story. Like the vast number of lives impacted in our region and beyond are responding to God's love and sharing what we have been blessed with. Want to make a difference or simply be a part of a community that cares about others and relationships? Come just as you are. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
All right, as we come back here, and once again, your final score, the Washington County 7-year-old All-Stars in the Green, Washington County Green win it, lose it, 12-11, the final score there over against Columbus. And we have a final yet on softball. Not yet. Still waiting on the, they haven't updated that one yet, but looks like they're leading that one 15-5 in the fourth inning. So well on their way there. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us. I want to thank Madison for sticking with me and working the boards this afternoon. I want to thank you, the folks at home, for tuning in. A big thank you to the good folks here that gave me an awning to sit under this afternoon to keep from getting totally barbecued. And as always, thank our sponsors for making this possible and for all of us here at KWHI Sports. Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.